is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
And get the people
what they want. Jalen, we have some breaking news in regard to Kevin Durant's relationship with the Nets. He asked for a trade, and then he said, you gotta fire the GM. You gotta fire the head coach. That's the only way I'll come back to the Nets. However, we have a statement now from Sean Marks, the general manager of the Brooklyn Nets. And Sean Marks said the following quote, Steve Nash and I, together with Joe Tsai and Clara Wu Tsai, met with Kevin Durant and Rich Kleiman in Los Angeles yesterday. We have agreed to move forward with our partnership. We are focusing on basketball with one collective goal in mind, build a lasting franchise to bring a championship to Brooklyn. Jalen, does this statement and this meeting tell you that Kevin Durant will be a Brooklyn Net this season?
Key Sweat once had a song, make it last forever, ever. Kevin Durant is what, 34, 35 years of age? Yep. And he has 4 years left on his deal. And that entire paragraph of my former teammate Sean Marks, the word that stood out to me was lasting.
Lasting.
In other words, we ain't trading him. And you can mince whatever word you want. You can talk about what may or may not happen this season. You can talk about what if they lose in the playoffs? What if they don't make the finals? What if KD's unhappy again? Lasting means we're not trading him while he's still under contract. And that's exactly what I suggested they should do, because he's one of the 7 or 8 superstars that actually exist in the NBA. And I know that it was an unhappy season for everybody in Brooklyn, from the top down.
Yep.
Ownership, management, players. It probably wasn't even a fun team to cover in the media. But I'll tell you this, don't panic. Because I feel like they moved on the James Harden thing too quick. I've been telling you this on and off wax since it happened. I know he had a sore hand and he quit on your team, but I would have let them at least play a season of playoff basketball and then see what the outcome was gonna be. But since they did move him for Ben Simmons, who, by the way, I still don't know how he passed the physical, because he got back surgery with the Nets, though he never played a game with them, but they anticipate he's gonna be healthy. You got KD, you got Kyrie for another year. You ease back into a regular season schedule by practicing in the preseason, getting everybody in the gym, getting everybody on the same page. You wanted us to have Steve Nash, so he's the coach. You and Kyrie wanted to be here. That's why Sean Marks was able to deliver y'all to Brooklyn. So now, let's just focus on playing basketball.
Yep.
No surprises to GM Jalen at all.
So you never wanted them to trade KD, and now it seems like they did not. However, when I look at this team on paper, Ben Simmons, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Joe Harris, Seth Curry, Nick Claxton, you're bringing TJ Warren, you're bringing Royce O'Neal. This, to me, if not the favorite in the Eastern Conference, it's got to be top 3 in the Eastern Conference. Like, this team looks like a formidable force in the NBA as constructed currently.
Also, there's certain characters that precede themselves in NBA history, like Hoodie Mello. TJ Warren in the bubble was a real thing.
Yeah.
He won MVP of the bubble, and it's great to see him hopefully back healthy and playing in this situation. But I agree with you. They have the pieces in place to legitimately win the East this season.
Yep.
So why would you trade one of the 2 or 3 best players in the game for multiple first round picks that whoever you trade them to gonna be picking late in the first round anyway?
It's a good point. And you've always said this about this team, that they should stand pat. They should run with this roster. It looks like that's what they're going to do. There's also some other good news for Nets fans. Kyrie Irving has had some substantial discussions with the program. And remember, we were going to trade him to Los Angeles for Russell Westbrook and some first-round picks. Guess what? Now it looks like Kyrie Irving is also going to be on the Nets this year. And he has 1 year left. He exercised his player option. What do you think this KD staying and Kyrie staying news means for Kyrie?
Like I said in my Drake voice, don't do it. Please don't do it. Kyrie, let me tell everybody something. Kyrie Irving is one of the best 10 or 12 players on any list in the league. See, what has happened sometimes, it happens in particular in the NBA and the NFL, not so much in baseball. Because you have salary caps, what end up happening is Russell Westbrook, for example, becomes his contract. Yep. He doesn't become like a tangible basketball player when people break down his game. And what has happened with Kyrie since he missed some games over the past couple of years and then he didn't get vaccinated, people ignore the fact that he only averaged 28-5-5 last year and was 50-40-90 and had a 60-point game. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. And so I'm not just moving him either. So when we talk about, like, LeBron wants possibly Kyrie to come run with him, every team should. And if you're on the phone talking to me about Kyrie and we the Lakers, we need to be talking about Anthony Davis. I ain't trying to talk about no picks. I ain't trying to talk about what's happening other than LeBron and AD. And so based on that, if you're the Nets, you're in a good spot. You're back where you started with Kyrie and KD.
The Nets have Kyrie and KD. However, New York City still doesn't care because they care about the Knicks. And we have some news. It looks like they're at an impasse with the Utah Jazz. We all know that the Knicks want Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell wants to play for the Knicks. However, the latest reports are this. The Jazz are being offered Toppin, Fournier, Cash, 5 first-round picks, 2 unprotected for Donovan Mitchell. However, the Jazz want 4 unprotected picks. Jalen, I have been against this deal since it was rumored to have any potential. However, do you believe that the Knicks should give 4 unprotected picks with Toppin and Fournier and Cash to get Donovan Mitchell?
I don't. I don't. And think about when the Knicks traded for Melo.
Yep.
They gave up so much to acquire him that it depleted their roster and their depth. And even though he played for them and had a Hall of Fame run, he's going to the Hall of Fame. And the Knicks should retire Carmelo Anthony's number. He never really had playoff success. They weren't deep enough. He and Amari couldn't stay healthy at the right times. And so they couldn't achieve their goals. And when you look at the landscape of the NBA, if you're Minnesota, you can acquire Rudy Gobert to go with Karl Anthony Towns. You know why? You're really trying to sign Anthony Edwards. That's what you're really trying to do. If you're the, let me just say this. You know, family live in Atlanta.
Oh, the glasses are coming off?
Hey, let me tell y'all something.
The glasses are coming off?
If you Minnesota, you don't want to lose Anthony Edwards to the Hawks. Let me just say that.
You floated this before.
Let me just say that. So they better be making moves right now that are game changing. And so therefore you need to acquire a Rudy Gobert to go with Karl Anthony Towns to hopefully bolster what you're already doing. If you're the Knicks, you're gonna give up so much capital to acquire him. Quickly, who's a really good young guard, Toppin, who's continuing to develop as a front court player, athlete who now can shoot threes. Both of those are productive players. I like both of them. They can ball. They're fringe starters. They have the opportunity to grow to possibly be starters. So to give up them and 4 first round picks, 1, 2, 3, 4 first round picks, I think that's too steep. I think that's too steep because
so Jalen,
Donovan doesn't have an S on his chest yet. Superstar.
We've discussed the Brooklyn Nets. We've discussed the New York Knicks. but we need to discuss what's happening at Rucker Park. Look at Hannah Hidalgo. She is going to be a senior in high school. Look at her, take the cookies and go straight to the Baja. Jalen, tell me what you see here.
All I see is shout to Questlove, shout to Black Thought, because I love give it here, don't say nothing. I love how she snatches the jewels and go coast to coast. That's first. Second, going through the legs at all in a crowded outdoor Rucker Park is one thing. Doing it against contact and getting an and one is another.
And getting the foul.
And you need people like her teammate, like I got Jimmy King. It doesn't matter where I am. Jimmy King is gonna be right behind me, like, let's go. Jada Williams, I believe is her name. Shout out to Jada. And here's the other thing I wanna say about Hidalgo. She's a high school recruit, Jacoby.
Oh.
And I learned that she's considering the University of Michigan.
Oh, interesting.
And as a season ticket holder to the men's games, I would kindly, easily love to take you and this show to go watch not only our women's team play now, but definitely if and when we're able to add a terrific prospect like that. Hail to the victors. Where our theme music at? Where our Michigan theme music at? For our recruit. Let's do this.
Let's go, Hannah. Let's go to Ann Arbor.
Let's go, Hannah.
See you in the maize and blue after you graduate high school. And right now, it is time for News That Matters. Jalen, I cannot get over what you're about to watch. There's a man at a Yankees game in the Bronx, and he has a hot dog. I don't know what he does with the bun, but he takes a straw, a functional straw, pokes it through the hot dog, and then uses the straw to drink his beer. He made a glizzy straw to drink his beer. This man needs to be stopped.
Oh man, I thought of a good one. This is almost like my Usher, these are my suppressions. That was one of my favorite.
Watch this.
It on IG, shout to Usher. How about KRS-One embody this? He says he represents the Bronx, but he is a New Yorker. All vegetarian, never eat pork. And so not only is he eating the hot dog, but he's using it as a straw. And you don't put a hot dog inside of a beverage, especially a beer.
No.
Disgusting.
No. And what did he do with the bun? And why did he, just why? He has a perfectly functional straw. He has a straw. Like, he has a straw. Why not use the straw as a straw? Why turn the hot dog into a straw? I do not understand this man.
He
needs to be stopped. There needs to be criminal prosecution against this man. I do not like this whatsoever.
You know
however,
who I
one
blame?
Thing I do like.
I blame the Mets. Mets.
That's why they're losing. This is why the Yankees are losing. When you have fan behavior like this, you're not going to win games. This is why the Yankees season has gone into the basement, because of fan behavior like this. Jalen, I can't quit Baker Mayfield. I am still a Baker believer. I still believe in this man. Baker, I got you. He has been named the starter of the Panthers. In week one, they're playing who? His old team, the Browns. We'll discuss after this. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, coming to you live from the Seaport, New York City, and brought to you by Chase. Jalen Rose, I believe in Baker Mayfield, and I love Baker Mayfield because I know he is petty, and I know he's seeing what is happening in Cleveland with Deshaun Watson and the suspension, and I know that he has week one circled on his calendar because he has now been named the starter of the Panthers, and he's going to go to Cleveland and show them who he is, because he had a torn labrum last year. He didn't perform well, and they got rid of him, and I can't wait for him to be the starter for the Panthers and to beat the Browns week one.
So like many young quarterbacks, he's had ups and downs, but I don't see Baker Mayfield struggles, for example, like I see a Daniel Jones struggles. I feel like if you're the Giants, you're looking at him like, this is a do or die year. And if he goes somewhere else, I don't think he will be a starter. I think for Baker being drafted number one, first and foremost, a lot of what happened with Baker was eerily similar to Johnny Manziel, to be honest with you. It was so many remnants of what didn't happen with Johnny Manziel, I think that people psychologically put on Baker Mayfield. And a couple of things that happened that didn't work in his favor. One, he didn't have the most like stable coaching situation and offensive coordinating situation.
No.
He had a talented running back room, but when he had a talented receiver room and didn't make it work with Odell, that's what really made people like, oh, wait, hold on. But like you said, he did play injured. So I agree with you. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for him to reinvent himself. He's not going to have the number one in Cleveland pressure of, you know, living up to that expectation. And I think this is going to be a great opportunity for him. And I agree with you. I believe he's going to seize it.
Well, another quarterback that we need to discuss is Lamar Jackson. We've been talking about him and the deal that he deserves all summer long, but it just seems like it's not getting done. He wants as much or more than Deshaun Watson got guaranteed, and he deserves every single penny of that. Why do you think talks have stalled between Jackson and the Ravens?
I'm going to make sure this is one show that celebrates the fact that Lamar Jackson is not paying an agent because he knows his worth already. The idea that this infrastructure has been built since the beginning of time and people get upset inherently when he's not allowing them to profit off of him. And also, he's not allowing people to have phone conversations about the well-being of his contract and career without him being on the phone. So I'm going to celebrate Lamar, his mom, and their team for that. And I agree. I wouldn't take less than Deshaun, Kyler, Aaron Rodgers. I believe Josh Allen also signed this offseason. But let me tell you something. Once this season starts, $300 million guarantee after I go out and ball this year.
Yep.
Not a cent less or I'm walking. They're going to try to do the franchising probably and try to keep him there. But ultimately, if he don't get the deal now, they're showing Lamar what they actually think about him. That they really like him, but they ain't gonna put a ring on it.
Well, we will see. He deserves every penny of it. And it reminds me a little bit of Aaron Judge's situation with the Yankees. Like, oh, you're not gonna pay me? Well, watch what happens when I put up a historic season. Then you're really going to have to pay me. Jalen, I had the honor and the privilege of being in Detroit this weekend for the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. But how come we didn't go to Belle Isle and go down this slide? I went to Jalen. Like, what is happening with your people in Detroit? Look at this slide, dog.
So I have to represent Belle Isle and the Giants slide as somebody that's been riding down that thing since the 70s. It used to be yellow. And let me tell you, Jacoby.
That don't look safe.
Of the 1,000 times that I've gone down that slide, I've never landed with the Met. Not one time. That was the whole daredevil part of getting on the giant slide. And let me tell you something. The part that you go in the air and your head do this, like, whee, like, do. Now you see why I'm half crazy. And I got knots on my head. And let me tell you something. The skid marks you get on your knees and legs from that, you think falling on concrete or something playing basketball, the skid marks from that were crazy. So I'm glad that they modified it, took a little of the shine off of it. So they don't want anybody getting injured. But I'm telling you, I am not making this the older you get, the longer the walk was to school thing. Ask anybody that knows. When that thing was yellow, you never got to the bottom with your mat. If somebody tells you that they did, they're lying.
I do not want to go down that slide. That looks dangerous. We have so much more to discuss on Jalen Jacoby, so make sure you stay tuned.
I'm going to have to go get on that.
I will be in the building in Brooklyn when the Liberty host the Sky, Candace Parker. Sabrina Ionescu, the stars are out, and you can catch it at 9 p.m. on ESPN. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, what do we do every day on this program?
We acknowledge the fact that Brittney Griner is still wrongfully detained in Russia, now 187 days. So we here at Jalen and Jacoby wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
Jalen, you have had many hairstyles over the 10 years we've been doing this program, but I have never seen a hairstyle like this before. What do you think about the coldest haircut in the game here?
Is that a glacier of ice almost?
Yes, yes.
Got it. That's definitely cultural, because soon as things start to get cold, we exit stage left, like skiing, outdoor activities, and ice. We're not trying to be cold when we have a crisp cut. What do you think?
Can you ice skate? Have you ever ice skated?
Not gonna be able to do it. I'm gonna fall, won't be able to stand up, won't be fun. Hurt my ankles, hurt my feet, hurt my Achilles. You know what I'm saying? And falling on the cold ice, no way. I'll try it.
I've seen you with a lot of hairstyles, but I do not want to see you with the ice cold flat top. I want to thank you. I want to thank everybody that came out to the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing yesterday. It was an amazing event. We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN2 at 4 p.m.
Thank you.
As we are
thank
every
you.
Day.
You are far too kind.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen, yesterday was the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy golf outing. I really wanted to talk to Scott Perry about the Knicks. I really did. I really wanted to talk to Troy Weaver about the Pistons, but I had to be professional. You know, I had to be professional. I don't want the Knicks to trade for Donovan Mitchell, but I didn't want to tell Scott Perry that. But he was there. So, Mr. Rose, I'm there with our producer, Nick Tutts, after the golf outing. And then, in the middle of it all, I open up my Delta app. My flight is canceled.
Whoa.
They've rerouted me from a 7:30 p.m. flight from Detroit to New York to a 5:30 a.m. flight to Atlanta. And then wow. New York.
Wow. What?
So I'm looking at my flight. It says it boards at 4:50 a.m. It's 5:30 p.m.
Wow. They got you.
They got me. So I do what I always do, which I always say, just go to the airport. Just go to the airport and then start asking questions. You got to get to the airport. So I got my driver, Mike, drove me to the airport. And I got there, and I talked to the lady behind the Delta desk, and she said there's nothing she can do for me, that I had to call a number. By the way, I spent the entire time on my way to the airport on hold with that same number. And I said to this young lady, I said, I know you're trying your best. I appreciate you. I know this isn't your fault. Thank you so much for your help. I know if you could do something for me, you would. And then I stepped away. I bumped into a stranger that I knew, Scott Messick, and I'm talking to him. And then the lady behind the Delta desk, Jalen Rose, she said, come back here, sir. Since you were so nice, I'm gonna take care of you.
Wow.
And she put me on the 9:45 flight wow. with our producer, Nick Tutts.
Wow.
Which goes to show you.
Wow.
Always treat people with kindness and respect.
Wow.
And things will work out for you. But there was a part of me that was like, if you could have done it, why didn't you do it in the first place?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it is nice of her to be like, oh, since you were so nice, I'm gonna put you on this flight. But there is a part of me that was like, well, why didn't you just put me on a flight in the first place? Why are you telling me to call this number?
Well, I'm glad you made it. I'm glad Tuts made it. So many Notable figures were there. Allen Houston, as you mentioned, Scott Perry was there. Troy Weaver, entire Platinum Equity family. I want to thank Tom Gores, Jeep, Puma, BetMGM. The list goes on and on of people I want to thank. PGD Global, Nisha and Seema, Michelle, my assistant, and a co-founder of the school. Like, they're just a founding member of the school. Like, just so many people, our staff, our scholars, our board members, Detroit Golf Club. It's just a beautiful opportunity for us to fellowship 12 years in. We're starting our 12th school year, and you know I'm focused, laser focused on raising this $10 million. And I was just at the Pistons facility this morning. I was just looking up at the banners, and I'm thinking, why JRLA don't have a Pistons gym? So I'm working on this.
Okay.
It's my life mission for this to happen.
Jalen, I got to take people behind the curtain. I'm concerned about you. You had 2 hot dogs yesterday. You don't normally eat pork. You don't normally eat that kind of stuff. And you had to stop the podcast to use the bathroom. And it took a little bit longer than it would normally take. You all right,
I'm trying
buddy?
To tell you. I am now. Like, between going last night and twice this morning and 3 times total, I think I'm good now.
So you're at the Pistons facility this morning. Don't tell me you blew up the Pistons facility.
No, was not going to be able to do it.
Good.
I blew up the hotel and then went to the Pistons facility.
What happened? Tell me about your visit. What were you doing there?
So let me tell you what's awesome about the relationship with the Detroit Pistons. Is not only are they a donor, but they're a sponsor and it's hands-on. So today, 25 JRLA scholars are interacting not only with Pistons staff in different parts of their marketing, promotion, advertising, lawyers, doctors, trainers, learning about the jobs within sports, but then they're also gonna learn about finance from Platinum Equity. And so the opportunity is such a life changer in so many ways. So I'm just grateful to my good friend Tom Gores, who owns the team, and the Platinum Equity team that was there to host them today.
So Jalen, you've talked about this off wax many times. You want a piece of the Pistons. What do we gotta do? Do you want me to write an email or something? Do you want me to put something together, a proposal? Like, what do we gotta do?
I believe stay low, keep firing. Stay low, okay. Keep firing. You know, there are short-term goals like J&J going to South Carolina to do our show with Don Staley, and then their long-term goals, being an owner with the Pistons. And so we'll see how long, if and when it takes place, but it's gonna eventually happen.
Okay, that's exciting. So again, Mr. Rose, you've committed us to go to a Raiders game, a Dolphins game, a Lions game, a Bills game, a 49ers game. Which one of these are we gonna actually do?
So we're gonna put the Raiders one on the back burner for now.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to Bang Bang Niner Gang and hang out with E-40.
41.
We're going to Buffalo to hang out with Griselda. We definitely taking the show to Ann Arbor. Basketball and or football, men's and women's. Definitely a Lions game.
Definitely a Lions game. That definitely. One around Halloween. I want to do that one. I want to do the one right around Halloween. I'm going to dress up. I'm going to dress up in
that'll
a costume.
That'll be dope. That'll be that dope. One. And how about definitely a Pistons game.
Love the Pistons games. Let's do it right? the same weekend. We'll do it the same weekend.
Yeah, right? So that's what about 6? Fisk University and Deion Sanders. We got to go see Deion and Kenny Anderson.
It's a lot of travel. You gotta talk to my wife. You gotta get the okay from Joie.
Once a month.
Okay.
Two nights once a month.
Okay. Well, we always say we get the people what they want. Part of that is allowing you, our podcast listeners, our podcast family, to be a part of the show. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you will be part of the program just like this.
Hey, guys. This is Jake from Southern California. Shout out Reg the Ledge. I miss that guy. Hopefully he's back on the pod soon. I listen to you guys every single day. I drive a lot for work. And you guys definitely get me through these really long drives. So I appreciate you guys. I wanted to contribute to the discussion about group chats and significant others, because I just finished that episode right now. My girlfriend has expressed some uneasiness about me being in group chats with her friends. I've had sparked some friendships with some of her friends, they put me in group chats recently, and it's, you know, they'll mostly send me, contribute to the group chat. I'll just be, you know, reading stuff. I don't contribute a whole lot, but she feels a little left out a lot of times, even though there's stuff. It's stuff that doesn't really apply to her, like it's not something she's really interested in. But I wanted to get your guys' opinion on how I should kind of navigate this, because it feels a little, I don't know, like I'm going through a slippery slope or something. So wanted to get your opinion on it. Appreciate you guys. Keep getting them checks. Till next time.
All right, Jake. Here's the thing. Why would your wife have a problem with you being in group chats with her friends? I think cultivating relationships with your partner's friends is one of the best things about the relationship. There's nothing going on in these group chats that you should be worried about. So I support you.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate the love. That pregnant pause is Jacoby tapping out and me jumping off the top turnbuckle. And let me just say this. You're in group chats with her friends and or vice versa because you like one of them and or one of them like you.
Whoa! 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 Whoa!
There's a level of etiquette that should be happening. And it's one thing for y'all to be in a group chat when you trying to get ideas to celebrate her birthday or what you gonna buy her for Sweetest Day or Valentine's Day or advice you should use because y'all having an argument. But those conversations to me should directly be about her and or y'all relationship.
Wow.
If y'all on group chats without your wife and y'all like, yo, did you see the Yankees last night? Or if it's like, yo, long group chain about what Jane Doe was wearing to the Oscars. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe that you're indirectly trying to holler at one of her friends.
Whoa! Yeah, so, whoa. Now you're taking it even further. Okay, a couple things. Number one, I had an ex-girlfriend, shout out to Susan Lee. She said there's no such thing as a platonic relationship between a male and a female, that at some point someone wanted something romantic, that it maybe might have turned into a platonic relationship, but there is no such thing. So now you're saying that Jake, our guy from Southern California, is trying to holler at one of his girl's girlfriends. That's what you're saying?
I'm saying he's definitely attracted to one of them.
Wow.
For sure.
Jake, don't let him talk to you like this, Jake.
Let me flip the page. Let me just say something about group chats. Let me just say something about your cell phone and your text messages. if anybody reads your messages, at some point they could be offended about something you said about them. Especially if it's your mate. Just think about it. You don't think she's on group chats with her friends and they're not talking about how handsome somebody is and who's their crush?
Wow.
Those happen. Don't think that ain't happening. It's happening. You don't think that they're like, yeah, that guy at the bar last night was cute, girl. Oh, that's wow. happening. So do you want to be reading that, and or does she want to be reading that? So Jake, as much as your girlfriend's homies are including you in the chat, you and one of them got eyes for each other. Hit me back and tell me which one.
Wow, Jake, that's a challenge. Call us back at 985-80-JALEN and let us know which one of your girls you have eyes for. Thank you so much for the call, Jake. Appreciate you so much. We'll be back tomorrow with another dope pot of step 2. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. Rose. We're not done. We are not done.